For today's message, I want to have a conversation about those rough days. The rough days that we all have. Yes, they are inevitable. The question I want to ask, though, is how long do you stay in that frame of mind of, oh, this is just another one of those days? Because sometimes it can go from one day to 2 days to 3 days because we've accepted the fact that it's just one of those days or one of those weeks. Because I've heard that all the time. And again, yes, bad things can happen, but how do you react to them? What do you do to stop it as soon as possible? And the first thing is by not saying it's just one of those days. Many times, let's just say we open our email or we have our first meetings during the day or first thing in the day, and it's just a bad meeting. Whether numbers are low, if you're in a business that's about selling or retention, or you had cancellations. And if you have that meeting at 7 o'clock in the morning, I've heard clients say, especially when I have coaching calls early in the morning, that, man, it's been a rough one already, and I just know it's going to be rough all day. It's almost like they're pre-setting the remainder of their day to be bad, even though it might not be bad. But in their mind, they've already checked out. It's just going to be one of those days. And then the next day, because they didn't do anything to fix it the first day, again, it's just, man, it's just going to be one of those weeks. So at what point do you shift your perspective? And if you had that one bad experience at 7 o'clock in the morning, why not fix it by 9 o'clock that same day? And then that way, you're out of that feeling. And by fix it, I don't mean that you completely make it go away, but you at least make an actionable plan of how you're going to move forward to fixing that one bad situation. And then that way, you've switched your perspective from, it's just going to be one of those days, to, man, that was a rough 1 hour, but I'm well on my way to fixing that one thing, instead of changing it into the whole day. And again, sometimes a whole week. I'm not saying that bad things don't happen. We all have those rough moments. And yes, sometimes it could lead to a rough day. But if it's a rough day, that means that if you have 5 meetings in one day for work, for it to be a rough day, all those meetings had to have been really, really bad. And even then, when you leave work and you get home, everything that happened at home better be bad as well for you to be able to say it was a rough day. So for the next time that you feel that something, you had a bad experience, and again, we're all going to have them, don't say it's just going to be one of those days. Grab it, put a plan in place to fix it, and control it. You control the outcome of those days. You control how long that rough day or that rough meeting is really going to stay around for. So I challenge you that the next time that you do come across a negative situation or a negative experience, that the moment you realize what it is, you sit down, you write an actionable plan, 3 to 5 steps of how you're going to correct that one thing. And then as soon as you're done writing those 3 to 5 things, the next thing you write is, just to be conscious about it, is I'm not going to let this ruin the rest of my day. And if there is a moment that all of your experiences at work or dealing with your business or whatever throughout that work day were all negative, before you go home, write it down. Commit to not maintaining that same negative thought process on the way home. You have to be vigilant. You have to be aware. You have to accept it. And then you move on. you take action to fix it. So don't stick around with that mentality, because it could drain you, and it could last. Like I said, I hear it. It's just one of those weeks, and that's unacceptable. So keep that mindset, and as always, don't forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.